The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
PRSI hike, social welfare bump, and no increase for the state pension. There, the mood music coming out of the government ahead of next month's budget. It's not exactly cause for celebration. There's not a whole pile of positivity for taxpayers and business owners. For more on it, I'm joined by the personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, and the National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals and owner-manager of Little Footsteps Crèche and Swords, that being Joan O'Sullivan, and also owner of Trevo's restaurant in Killarney, Paul Trevo. And Charlie, I might start with you. This is based on the initial recommendations that are leaking out in respect of the budget. The highlights are what?
Well, lowlights, really, because, Anton, it's none of it's pretty, you know, none of it's very palatable. It won't be politically palatable, that's the sure thing. But this is the civil servants who put together different strategy papers. They call it a tax strategy group. And they look at the various issues and they make recommendations. Now, a lot of those recommendations will be taken up. But, you know, on the other hand, the civil servants don't write the budget. Minister Donoghue and Minister McGrath, they write it. But anyway, what they're saying is a 5% increase in the state pension can't be justified. They're saying, look, that'd be better if there's an increase in benefits, better to go to people of a working age. They're saying retired people, they generally are homeowners and they're among those who are least at risk of poverty, so that if there is to be a €5 a week increase, it should be on welfare payments for those who are under the retirement age, those who are still of working age.
Because in that instance, it may actually impact on people's poverty status.
That's it, exactly. They're saying, look, it's better directed at people who deserve it. They don't use that phrase, but what they mean is, look, pensioners are relatively okay financially. That's certainly not the case. You know, and you're going to get a lot of texts of people saying that's not the case for everybody, but generally speaking, is what they're saying, pensioners tend to be not at risk of poverty to the extent that they maybe were years ago, and that the real issue here is people on social welfare who are of working age. So, you know, that's the recommendation. But whether that one, you know, is palatable for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, given the pressure they're under, that's another matter. So, you know, I don't know whether that'll happen or not. The other one is carbon taxes. They're talking, that's almost certainly going to happen, I think, Anton, because they've given a commitment on this. And that will see the carbon tax going up again this year. It goes up every year for the last few years and will do for the next couple of years. The impact there will be immediately on petrol and diesel on budget night, likely to be a 150 increase in the cost of filling a diesel car, €128 in terms of filling a petrol car. Home heating oil, probably about €20, but that won't come until May. Increase in the carbon tax on home heating gas, you know, the gas used at home, come in again in May, €17 probably. And also coal and briquettes, you're talking about 90 cents on the bag of coal and maybe 20 cents on the briquettes. And as I say, that's happening all the time. Those other fuels other than diesel and petrol will be in May. The other really controversial one is PRSI, you know, what we pay to fund pensions and sick pay, paternity benefit, that kind of thing. They're talking about big hikes here. At the moment, employees on Class A, they pay 4%. They're talking about that going up to 5.5% by 2025. So going up in increments every year, but a much bigger one for the self-employed. They're saying at the moment they pay 4%. That should go to 12.55% by 2028.
Say that again.
So that's a huge jump.
4% to 12.5%?
Yeah, over time, they're saying, you know, in increments, but still, it's a massive jump. And that's pretty much in line with what the Pensions Commission are saying as well. They're recommending the self-employed pay more. The argument here is the self-employed get roughly much the same benefits that the employed get, but far more is paid in PRSI by the employee, because not alone are they paying 4%, but their employer probably pays another 11%. But with the self-employed, it's just one payment of 4%. So, you know, the combined payment for the person in employment is about 15%, whereas the payment into PRSI for the self-employed is just 4%. So it's an awful lot less, even though they're getting similar benefits. That's the argument there.
And the necessity for this, Charlie, if I have it right, is a combination of two things. It's the dipping into the pension pot to deal with aspects of the pandemic payments, or to the social insurance pot, I should say, and the way the demographics are going, the older having to be funded by the younger. Is that it?
That's it, precisely, Anton. Yeah, I mean, the fund that, you know, where this pure side goes into, it's called a social fund. It's a fund that, you know, basically pays out these payments. It was in surplus last year before the pandemic, not last year, 2019, before the pandemic. There was about $4 billion in surplus, but the PUP payments have just ripped through it, have just completely torn it apart, and it's likely to see a deficit of about $4 billion this year. So the changes they're recommending would bring it back to a balance. So it's called the Social Insurance Fund. You know, and you're right, it's pensions and it's PUP payments. You know, people are getting older, more people are getting older and retiring, so it has to be funded. And then, you know, the same issue is being looked at by the Pensions Commission. They're saying, look, if more people are going to be retired, we're going to have fewer workers, we need to fund how we pay the state pension. So that's what it's all about. So that's not going to be popular, I'm afraid. You know, PRSI payments means workers will pay more. There'll be some resentment if there's an increase in social welfare payments, and then the pensioners won't be getting anything. So, you know, they're the recommendations. Definitely the carbon tax one will go ahead because they're committed to that. The other ones, you know, will the government be brave enough to do them, or will they start on a path of doing this every year, increasing PRSI? That's the political political end of it. But they're the recommendations from the civil servants anyway.
Well, we'll come back to the PRSI in a couple of minutes. But for the rest of it, Charlie, there isn't a single thing that you can point to and say, ooh, there's a children's shoes. But when you stack them all up end to end, it's fairly death by a thousand little incremental non-cuts, isn't it?
It certainly is, Anton. And remember as well, you know, it's a thing called fiscal drag. I mean, you might earn a little bit more, but you're paying more in tax probably because you're going up onto that higher rate every year. So unless the kind of the tax credits and tax reliefs take account of changes like that, you're by kind of stealth paying more every year. So, you know, people could do with a break. I mean, I think the other issue is as well, if there's a whole lot of little increases here, increases there, you know, people are just going to really feel it at a time when inflation is very high. There's figures out just a few minutes ago there from Eurostat, the European Statistics Agency, saying that inflation in Ireland now is 3%. You know, we're at a 10-year high in inflation. So, you know, people will feel that they're paying a lot more for stuff. Their taxes is going up essentially by stealth, and you know, the last thing they need is a tough budget to pay more PRSI, or you know, have to pay more at the pump for petrol and diesel. So it's not going to be popular. It's certainly not. What you'll get is you get those employees with a bit of industrial muscle, particularly in the public sector. They'll be demanding pay rises. Many others may not be able to get pay rises. So, you know, you get a very unequal situation then developing.
There's the predictable response, and I don't mean that pejoratively, but the predictable response in relation to the self-employed is coming in already by text. You had mentioned the fact that the self-employed pay less in the way of PRSI in essence because there isn't an employer pension contribution matching theirs. And of course, straight away we get self-employed, though, don't get the same benefits. They get no state pension at retirement, says the text. There's also issues about what level of safety net they have through the social insurance system and dole access and all of the rest of it, which would suggest that that's going to be a political challenge, Charlie, if they try to convert what the Mandarins are suggesting into political policy.
It is, you know, and they make the argument as well that they are the big employers in this country. You know, that they are bigger in terms of the numbers they employ than multinationals, for example, and are wealth generators. So, you know, the self-employed have a strong argument to make that they are, you know, responsible for a lot of what's generating the economy, and that they can, you know, but increasingly they have got better benefits in the last few years. There has been a move to increase what they get. But you know, that was the argument previously, that they paid less because they got an awful lot less out of the system. So yeah, that is really going to be difficult. And already you've had Leo Varadkar saying that he is not in favour of increasing PRSI for the self-employed. You know, I mean, they would be a core Fine Gael voter, I suppose. So, you know, that is really going to be a difficult one. The government's going to have to weigh that one up, and it'd be interesting to see how that one turns out.
Charlie, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, text saying the old age pensioners were the one group who got no assistance during the pandemic and were the hardest hit. So we know what this government thinks of the citizens who paid the highest taxes during their working life. Those who own their own houses are the ones who end up in poverty quicker. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch. Joan O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals and owner-manager of Little Footsteps Creche in Swords, is with us. Joan, after a period where you will undoubtedly have had huge challenges financially and to the business, what's your reaction to the possibility of a nice chunky PRSI hike for both you and your employees?
Well, good morning, Anton. I think we should mention that for ourselves and for most businesses, it's not just the PRSI hike, because we have the we all seem to have forgotten the sick pay legislation, which is a very good social piece of legislation, but that on its own is going to have a very real impact on service providers. Sick pay is a real thing in childcare and other care industries, because you, if somebody's out sick, you can't just leave their position empty for a couple of days until they come back. We have ratios to fill, we must fill them. So that is a real cost hike that we are going to have next year, where we're paying something out that didn't have to be paid before. And then PRSI on top of that, as Charlie said, it's a very bleak picture, because the media is full at the moment of parents who are saying they can't find childcare. I mean, I feel a little bit, we told you so, you know, myself and other advocates have been saying for years that childcare services are closing, policy is closing us down. And now we have, that situation has arrived. Childcare services have been closing, parents can't find childcare. And we have all these additional costs coming in on top of us. They, of course, have to put up the price of childcare.
And some of them, the ones that Charlie outlined, are not... they're not massively significant, but they still add up. I mean, things like the carbon taxes, that'll add, become an input cost to your heating, your lighting, all of that. So it's hard to look at any of these proposals and say there is anything in it that will make your life any easier.
No, and there's nothing that's going to make my life easier. There's nothing that in there that's going to encourage new graduates into our sector, that's going to help us retain staff. And there's nothing in there that is going to cause any less pain for parents. Because at the end of the day, this will lead to hikes in creche fees, and then there is the possibility, we hope, in the budget, of government stepping in to do something about staffing costs and helping out childcare with staffing costs. But there is also talk there of capping fees. Now, I do agree parents can only pay so much, but at the same time, if you cap fees and then you have PRSI hikes and you have sick pay additional costs and you have carbon costs and you've capped fees, all that will happen is that, you know, the fees can't go up to absorb the cost, so the creche has to absorb the cost, so the creches will keep closing. I mean, and that we now know is already a problem with not enough childcare. It's a death by a thousand cuts, as you said, and it's a really, really bleak picture. I think we need to have I think that childcare is broken, and I think we need to sit down and as an entire sector, government, parents and service providers, and look at what can be done. We have to start from scratch again, because what we have there isn't working for anybody.
Well, we were talking earlier on about the challenges that are being faced in the hospitality sector and how things are far from rosy in the garden just yet. This will add to those difficulties. Paul Trevo, owner of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney, is with us. Paul, the prospect of PRSI hikes for both you and your staff?
Hi, Anton. How you doing? Well, I mean, look, obviously, the last thing any self-employed person wants to hear right now is that there's further bills coming down the road, because what we do definitely have coming down is a huge hurricane, unlike the one the Minister for Health told us was going to happen that never happened, is that most businesses have warehoused their revenue repayments from back as far as 2019. So next year, when these are all due to be paid, they're going to owe 2019 tax and VAT, 2020 tax and VAT, and this year's tax and VAT on top of going forward. So cash flow wise for small businesses, any increase of any cost is just, it's unthinkable as to how it's going to be covered. And this government, like previous governments and more than likely future governments, is if we picture the finances like an hourglass, they're continuously looking for more sand to go down the hole, whether it's a self-employed person would just fix the hole. So we're continuously looking for more money to fund things, as opposed to looking for what's the actual problem. And at some stage, we're going to have to turn around and make people in the public service accountable for the money that has been squandered throughout the pandemic and throughout years, because we simply cannot be asking the taxpayer, the self-employed people, to continuously foot this bill. So the latest thing that's come out is that the HSE spent €320,000 on 2 million badges saying, I got my COVID jab. I mean, I'm pretty sure we didn't need to spend that kind of money. So if we really scrutinize all the public expenses that are going out there, I'm pretty sure we can find the savings without having to tax the small self-employed individual, the taxpayer themselves, the staff that are working in bars, restaurants, hairdressers across the country. There are other ways to solve this problem. But our guys, the first thing we can do is, if each senior government has six different advisors, they should turn around and say, listen, get one good one and get rid of the other five. We are squandering money left, right and center, and not one single person is ever held accountable for the money spent. We just tax the small guy more to cover up their mistakes.
There seems to be a lot in the way of support for your position, Paul. Text saying, the self-employed pays employer PRSI for all employees. We pay higher tax. We pay USC. We have to pay for VHI to have healthcare. We pay childcare, huge mortgage rates. Capital gains is six times the rate in the UK. Can't even get a free eye test. We pay about 70% of our income in direct and indirect tax. If this goes up, the self-employed will stop and leave this miserable rock. There is a social contract with any country, and in Ireland it is broken. I can move my business to America and pay 28% income tax. Why bother staying here? The cost of living is the problem here, not our tax base. Another, my neighbour is unemployed, in quotation marks. He has four children, so have I. He has an unemployment payment, a daughter who is an 18-year-old trainee hairdresser on PUP since March 2020. Younger family members qualify for the following: free school books, free uniforms, free school bus, medical card, probably €40,000 between cash and benefits going into that house. All of the above equals no tax. As a self-employed taxpayer, if I earn €40,000, I would be paying plenty of tax with none of the above perks, from a frustrated taxpayer. The one difficulty, though, in all of this, Paul, is there is some mathematics staring the government in the face. There is a big pile of debt and there is a big gap growing in the social insurance fund. They have to do something.
No, and I get that. And I owe both those texters a point because they're both 100% correct. The problem is, and here's a massive issue that's coming down the road as well, is that we currently owe €250 billion on our national debt. And what this government have done is they borrowed at a pretty much 0% rate to cover the previous debt that we had, the previous bonds which were expiring. In 3, 4, 5, 10 years' time, the bonds that we now have are due to expire and we're going to have to borrow more money to cover those bonds. We won't be getting them at a 0% rate. They're going to be at a 1, 2, 3%, God only knows what rate. Our national debt is absolutely going to cripple this nation the way we're doing it. But it's not, this problem isn't coming to light now over one or two mistakes that have been made. It's successive mistakes done by successive governments that have led us to this position. And what they have done is they have continuously gone after the small guy all the time. And it's just not sustainable. There are so many small self-employed people that are gone out of business already. So now we're looking at these crazy hikes for the ones that are left, which is going to push more small self-employed business people out of business.
And again,
and at what point do we realize, sorry, Anthony, at what point do we realize that there's none of these guys left to foot the bill? Where do we look for them? Where do we go after them?
I was just going to say, it seems like you're striking a note that is echoing a text saying £2,250 every month for two kids in creche. If I pay £5,000 a year for a private school, I'm a snob, but £14,000 for a creche is just normal. We have to earn over €50,000 to pay for our creche. We've had four price increases in our creche in 18 months. Mortgage rates, insurance costs, high tax. It's only the people who work that pay all of this. It's a tax on families of working parents. How can we be hit for even more tax increases? Well, I suspect this is an issue we will be returning to a lot in the coming days. Paul Trevor, the owner of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney, and John O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals and owner-manager of Little Footsteps Creche and Swords. Thank you both very much. And thanks to Charlie Weston from the Irish Indo there before the two guys.